The time right now is 6:33, and it's about 69 degrees outside. And we're just going to jump right in. So we're just going to jump into my month. So right after one song I play, right after this song, I will start my Monday Night Football preview, which is going to be awesome. So right after Smashing Pumpkins, you're listening to Bouncing Off the Walls on 91.3 WHJE Carmel. Over the place. So this guy is now, but now he's in Tampa. So you probably didn't know that. Last time you probably heard of him was when he played for the New York Jets. And that's when he was really bad. He threw like many interceptions. Especially five against Indianapolis on a Monday night. Which that was an awesome game to watch, not gonna lie. But yeah. So we got Tampa, here is the crazy part. Fitzpatrick, whoever you want to call him, he now so far this season has thrown for 819 yards, 8 touchdowns, and 1 interception. He does have a lot of good wide receivers, but Fitzpatrick has exploded in this season. He really has. I don't know. Is it kind of like my cross country self? But we'll get to later tonight. But yeah, is either that's happening or he's just having a good first few games, and then he'll start really doing. He'll go back to his old self again. I don't know, but he has started out 3-0 before, according to my research, which that was with the Buffalo Bills. That's how they went 0-2. But the New England Patriots, they were expected to come out and destroy this deep, which the Patriots, their offense was pretty good, which everyone expected. Because, you know, the Patriots, come on, man. They're the Patriots. This is an easy game. They're the Patriots. They make it to the Super Bowl every single year. And that's what they're expected to do. They have Tom Brady. They have Rob Gronkowski. They have, you know, all those other players. Chris Hogan, James White, all those players. So you expect them to try to destroy this Lions defense, right? No, that was not the case on Sunday night, okay? So the Lions, the struggling defense of the Detroit Lions destroy the Patriots offense. I'm going crazy right now because this game is really shocking. A lot of this week's really shocking, okay? Okay, so the Patriots weren't even doing anything until like late in the second quarter, but it wasn't enough. They only scored 3 points in the first quarter. In the first half, excuse me. And then in the second half, it was like the Patriots were going down by 3, and then the Lions destroy them again. So I'm just asking what happened with this game. Seriously, because everyone expected the Lions to get destroyed by this team, but that wasn't the case. The Lions, I don't know what happened. It's either the Lions defense, kind of like the Bills, either the Lions defense woke up or the Patriots flat out suck. I don't know. It's the Patriots. And so the next one is National One-Hit Wonder Day. And if you don't know what a one-hit wonder is, it's like for music, like you probably have heard of them. Which, I mean, you hear that one band who write. There's this one band that they're not that popular, okay? They're not a popular band. But they come out with there's only one song that stands out, and that's their only popular song. So that's pretty much what a one-hit wonder is. So, and you probably can think of one right now. And welcome back to Bouncing Off the Walls on 91.3 WHJE. That was Numb from Linkin Park. So, and now I'm going to go on to 3 facts, which I want to share some facts about sleep because I'm pretty tired right now. So anyway, the first one, okay, so we're going to go through these quick because we're going to run out of time. I do want to do more things. So Number one, research shows you'll sleep better during a new moon and worse during a full moon, although the reasons are unclear. That's kind of shocking. I mean, I don't really pay attention to how full or half the moon is, or I don't know, but I don't know what we're having tonight, which I could look it up for you guys, and I could look it up for you guys and actually tell you after this, which I would. Anyway, so anyway, that's the first one. Then the second was is that tiredness peaks twice a day at 2 a.m. and 2 p.m. And no wonder why, I mean, because that's why we're less alert after lunch. And I mean, it's not that shocking because I mean, I feel really tired at 2 p.m. I've always wondered why. And that's pretty much surprised me. Anyway, the last one is that sleeping on the job is less of a problem in Japan. Companies may accept it as a sign of exhaustion from there are these things called snap streaks. But why does everyone care about it? Like, oh my god, my snap streak's at like 57. Or like, oh my god, my snap streak's at 60. No, I beat my snap streak's at 65. Like, or my snap streak's at 557. Or something like that. Like, but here's what I think. Who cares? No, I mean, 5 years from now, it's not gonna matter. Okay? 5 years, I mean, but what's the point of streaks anyway? That's why I need to ask. What's the point? If you're just gonna, but streaks are, you just, but most of those people, they're like, oh my god, I got a big snap streak. But most of the snap streak, it's just random pictures. It's pictures of the sea, like, when I open up Snapchat, this is why I stopped using it, one reason. Like, when I open up, I look at my app, like, oh, I got a Snapchat. I gotta open it. And I do, and it's a picture of their ceiling, or a pic of the person's ceiling, or a picture of their floor. Like, are you serious? Like, seriously? I wasted 5 seconds of my life. I could have been doing something else, and I opened up just to see a picture of your ceiling. It doesn't make, I mean, I could go over to your house. You may have a cool ceiling, okay? You may have one. I could just go over to your house and see it, but